Well, I remember I was kind of a dissident on the athletic board because Elroy Hirsch, who was a nice guy, I have to say, I always liked Elroy. But he was wrestling with terrible budget problems when he first became athletic director. And so he was always trying to drop crew on the ground that it was too expensive a sport to maintain here. There were no nearby schools that had crew. And the shells were expensive, and the crew teams always wanted to race in their own shell, which meant you had to ship it to either coast where they were having meets, and that would cost a lot of money. He said, they're not willing to race in a borrowed shell. They want their own shell. He says, we can't afford it. And besides, if we ever get women's sports going at the intercollegiate level, they're going to want to be in crew. And he said, I couldn't possibly afford two sets of crew members. He said, and besides, we only have one crew house and it's set up for men, and it'd be just too much trouble if we had women. So we said to him, I allied myself with Jim Jones from the law school, right, who was always after them for affirmative action questions, and I was after them for academic questions. But both of us argued that he couldn't get rid of crew because it was their only amateur sport. All crew members were walk-ons who were picked out of the freshman receiving line as they were registering. So all the other sports were semi-professional, but not crew. He said, oh, but what do we do with the women come? Well, the first year the women had a crew team, they won the national championship. And so there was no way he could get rid of either crew after that.